Section 3. You will hear two students discussing a geography presentation they're going to give. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Remind me, Trevor, how long is the presentation?
Dr. White said 3 per hour.
So about 20 minutes.
Well, it'll be 15 minutes per presentation.
And 5 minutes for questions?
And is this one going to be assessed?
No, not this time round, because it's the first one, you know.
Oh, good news.
Well, Trevor, what are we going to include?
Well, do you think we ought to give some historical background?
Oh, no, definitely not. We won't have time.
OK, but I think we ought to say something about the geographical location, because not a lot of people know where the islands are.
Yes, OK. I'll take notes, shall I?
Yeah, that'd be a help.
So, geographical location?
Then we ought to give an overview of the whole education system.
Shouldn't we say something about the economy? You know, agricultural produce, minerals and so forth?
Well, Dr. White said we shouldn't go into that sort of detail.
But it's pretty important when you think about it. You know, because it does influence the education system.
Look, let's think about that one later, shall we? Let's see how we're doing for time.
OK, so general overview of education...
Of course. And then the role of English language.
No, that goes in the language policy seminar, don't you remember?
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right. So those are the topics we're going to be covering.
Mm-hmm.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
We need to think about what to prepare. Dr. White said he wanted us to use plenty of visuals and things, and we might as well try them out when we're not being assessed.
Well, the most important thing is the overhead projector.
No problem. We'll get that from the media room. Must remember to book it.
Well, we'll need a map, of course.
Probably two. One of the islands, large scale.
And one of West Africa.
Well, the West African one is no problem. There's one in the resources room.
Oh, yeah, of course, the resources room. The islands are going to be more of a problem.
Tell you what, there's a very clear map of Santiago in that tourist brochure I showed you last week. Don't you remember it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can just use the tourist brochure.
We also need statistics on several different things.
Literacy rates?
Yes, and school places.
How about the encyclopedia?
Nah, not up to date enough.
Why don't we call the embassy?
Oh, someone's enthusiastic.
Well, if something's worth doing...
I know, it's worth doing well. Okay.
We can find out statistics on school places from them as well.
Might as well.
Look, Julie, it's almost time for our tutorials. We can meet again on Monday, but we need to prepare some stuff before then.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.